And we are live on Facebook on Augusta Free Press and the Waynesboro Family YMCA page. I am Chris Graham. I'm joined by Jeff Fife and Catherine Kousis. And we're going to talk, we're going to introduce Catherine, who I would say is the new sports coordinator at the Waynesboro YMCA. She's been there for 3 weeks. Jeff, I want you to help introduce her as well. Let's talk about both Catherine and the new job, but also things the Y has in store for the upcoming summer.
Yeah, we're excited, Chris, to be adding Catherine to our team. She comes with a background in sports and administration and coaching, former soccer player at VCU, done a lot of youth fitness activities as well as coaching soccer and basketball, and most recently in the YMCA family over at Manchester YMCA out of Richmond, where she was doing some sports programming as well. So it's just perfect timing to bring her in here and help us lead our sports programming at the Y, because she's just got a diversity of backgrounds and experiences to help us on some of the programming that we've been doing in the past, but expand our offerings as well.
So Catherine, welcome formally to Waynesboro and the Waynesboro Family YMCA family. How are things? You've been on the job now, you're starting your third week. How have things been so far?
Well, it's been a learning curve. So just getting to used to the job and getting used to the community. It's been a little bit hard because I haven't been able to meet anybody yet, like all our members. So that's definitely weird being at a Y and it being empty, because that's like one of our favorite things is just interacting with the members. So I'm anxious to meet everybody. And other than that, just trying to roll out some programs, been getting in touch with people all over, trying to find us some space so we can get kids out and being active again. So looking forward to it.
So I know one thing, we'll talk about a few ideas that are out there, programs that are upcoming that you're working on with the Waynesboro Y for the coming months. Immediate program that is in the works, the basic park schedule. I know we're waiting on confirmation on that, I guess, but talk about what you have in store there and what Y members can look forward to.
Sure. So the first round of programs we're going to launch have been stuff I've been testing on our school kids, just to make sure everything that we can do is safe and socially distant. So we're going to be doing a soccer skills clinic. So that will be focused on developing the fundamental skills for soccer. It will be all drill based, and there won't be any scrimmaging. So that will be a good introduction to soccer. Or if you're like wanting to get your skills ready for competing in fall sports, that'd be a good program for you. Also, we're going to be doing a free PE class for members for the school age kids, K through five. Just will be a good way to just give to our members. I know that a lot of parents have been having to take on the roles of teachers and PE teachers. So it'll just be good to get the kids out of the house. We'll get to see their friends without socially touching them. So this will be safe. And we're gonna be launching a Kid Fit program for pre-K kids. So that's like an exercise class where we'll do teach them the basic forms of how to lift, what your different muscles do. And it uses a lot of creative movement. So you use your imagination, you go to the park, you go to the zoo, and you're doing squats, you're doing bear crawls. And so that's a really fun class. I love teaching that class. And then we're also doing a sports conditioning class. This will be for older kids who play sports and maybe over the quarantine sort of fell out of shape, haven't been able to exercise with their teams or their coaches who are able to keep them up at a higher level. So hoping to get them back in shape for when fall sports rolls around.
Jeff, I'd like to ask you, I think you've been in touch with so many people across different sectors of the community the last couple of months, obviously in a leadership role. What is your sense? I know you're someone who's so in touch with data about different things. What is your sense of the level of activity? This has been a concern since the quarantine started a couple of months ago, 2.5 months ago now, that people may, you know, certainly Y members who don't have access to the facility may lose their touch with fitness. You know, folks may be more sedentary. We had a really like abnormally cool spring, and I think that maybe kept people in their homes more than we would have liked to have seen. What's your sense of that? Is there any data on that? And how important is it that we do, now that the warmer weather's here, get people back out and moving again this summer?
Yeah, Chris, we actually did a survey of our membership. I wish, I mean, literally it's hot off the presses. And if I was sitting in my office, I'd pull up and give you exact percentages and data points. But one of the questions we asked were people maintaining their fitness levels. And I know the number that stuck out to me was about less than half were as active as they were previously. And they've had to find creative ways to find their exercise and activity. I also find it interesting that another large survey that's rolled out of significance from the Community Foundation here recently on what are the most, the pressing challenges that are facing individuals, because the Community Foundation first started surveying organizations like ourselves. What do you need?
Oh, there we're losing Jeff. Jeff.
Asking community members. And one of those, the number one response that came back was mental health. You know, a lot of people are obviously stuck at home, experiencing new normals, so to speak. And, you know, one of the things that we feel like is the why that we can do to best assist what we're hearing from, you know, that I feel to be a very valid survey coming from the Community Foundation, the number one needs, mental health, is also very tied in correlative manner to physical health and spiritual health. So just being able to get out, I love that Catherine came in immediately, and within the first week that she was here, was already running programming for childcare, sort of sampling. Is this a program we can do and keep our kids socially distanced? The soccer was great because I watched her just talk about, remember kids, what do we never touch with the soccer ball? Hands. You know, so everyone's doing soccer with their feet. We're getting to see them move, being active. So we think, you know, rolling out slowly, responsibly within the social distance guidelines and protocols set forth by the governor, getting kids out, getting some families out engaged in some physical activity is going to help the mental aspects that people are experiencing and communicating that is their number one challenge right now in this crisis.
Catherine, you mentioned, and Jeff just talked about there too, the experiments that have been ongoing with the childcare. What have you seen from the kids in childcare in terms of how they've been responding to the opportunities to engage in some, at least something like sports that they've been used to for the last few years?
Well, they were super excited to be outside and playing sports again. I think I blew my whistle really loud and asked them, when's the last time you heard a whistle blown? And one of the kids said, it's got to have been forever. So they were all really excited to be out there. Now, every time they see me, they're like, Miss Catherine, when are we playing soccer again? So they're all ready to get back out. I tested it on the 3-year-olds and then also on the 5 and 6 group. And they were really responsive to staying socially distant. Now, I don't know if they're more trained to it because they are coming to the childcare center. So one thing I'm asking parents, and I'll be sending this out in emails when you register, just to make sure every day when you're driving your kid to one of our classes, just to remind them 6 feet, no hands, no touching, because our childcare kids have got that all down really pat because they do that all day, every day. So really you have to, our staff is going to be, and I'm going to be on top of the kids constantly reminding them, but it's good for the parents to just sort of start getting that into their minds now. Like when you do go out, we're going to be 6 feet apart. We're not going to touch equipment with our hands. You're not going to give your friends high fives, even though you may not have seen them. Even if you love your coach, you're not going to give them a hug. Just little stuff like that. But I think the kids are the most ready for this, and they don't want to lose it, so they're gonna take it seriously.
do the Michael Jordan point thing after an assist. Hey, hey, that'd be the assist, yeah. Jeff, I know we're introducing Catherine here as part of this, but I'd like to ask you this question too, since you mentioned that there's data hot off the presses that you don't have your hands on, but I know you've read and had a chance to digest. We're talking about the kids here with Catherine. I'm curious about adults as well. We're moving in the direction of opening things back up as a society. We may be getting word today or sometime soon about the next phase from the governor of opening. What's the why doing now to prepare for when folks can be back in the facility, but also, getting folks back engaged? I'm wondering if, you surveyed your members, how many folks are looking forward to this? I'd be worried too that, folks are so far out of their routines now that they may not come back. What can we do to get people back engaged in their physical health?
You know, the number that really stuck out at me on the survey was 20% roughly of the participants said they would not be coming back in the next 30 to 60 days. And the reasonings behind that were both financial and safety. So we are very cognizant of the importance of the safety factor. I mean, there's not a whole lot we can do on the money side. We can most certainly scholarship folks that are in, and that's part of our model. We never turn anyone away due to the inability to pay. That's something we can control. What we can also control is the safety factor. So the protocols we're putting into place to be ready to open, we have purchased brand new, cleaning supplies. There's one item that literally we spray a piece of equipment and it dissipates quickly. And instead of leaving a residue, it hits it, it dries in about 15, 20 seconds, and you can walk through. It's literally a backpack and a sprayer. It's going to look like we're, one of those folks that are, what's the word I'm looking for animals and bugs that are spraying, that sector. It's going to be like that, a backpack and a sprayer where we're hitting the equipment. We're going to be closing several times throughout the course of the day to go ahead and do some additional cleaning on the locker room front. For example, in the shower area, there's going to be a chain over the showers. And once you, if you see the chain off, that means you can go in. When you're done, you put the chain back on, which signifies to us when we need to clean it. We have a bleach sprayer where we go in and clean the shower out. We're going to be sending out communications to our membership where we're doubling up staff, both for cleaning and front desk. And when you walk in to the vestibule, you'll stop there and get your temperature taken. You'll be immediately pointed in the direction of having your washing your hands. We're going to be requiring our membership to schedule for certain zones in the building. So for instance, the Nautilus room where I'm at now, there's about 18 pieces of equipment. Every other piece of equipment on Monday is going to be closed. Then on Tuesday, we'll rotate them. So you can only have about 9 people in here at one time and only working, with those same with the cardio room. We had 8 pieces of treadmills. 1, 3, 5, and 7 will be closed on Monday. 2, 4, 6, and 8 will be closed on Tuesday. We're going to be requiring folks to schedule. Now, they don't have to schedule. If they walk in and we have space, they can come in, but it's not guaranteed. Your best bet for our Y members is to schedule. So in preparation, we're also doing things like all of our, I'm here in the Nautilus room now, all of our
And Jeff, we're losing you a little bit. So if you can hear us, I know you're going to show us some equipment there, but
that'll be labeled throughout the building. We're just getting ready. We're hoping the governor says go on Tuesday or Thursday. We hope to have we're ready to go. The pool is another big piece, Chris, we've been working on. We've drained, we've cleaned it. We've added a new exhaust system. We are installing today, as we speak, a UV system. And the UV system basically kills all the nasty stuff, that's going through the pool area. So we're getting better ventilation in the air. We are improving the water quality in the pool. We've gutted the men's locker room. Folks that are used to walking in the locker room are going to be blown away. We took out 3 layers of ceiling. We opened up some space between the shower areas and the locker room areas, which should increase more airflow and ventilation in the locker room. We're putting partitions in the showers. You know, for folks that are, you know, you walk into the women's locker room, everyone has individual changing showers, individual changing areas. The men's locker room has kind of been the original layout since the 60s. One giant cubicle that everyone showers in. So now everyone's going to have their own independent individual shower areas as well. Again, touchless faucets in the men's locker room. So you just put your hand under it. You don't have to touch anything to turn. So the Wise spent easily $60,000, $70,000 on enhancements to make it safer. And that's from a generous gift from the Ross family that we've been able to do that. And we're anticipating a slow build as people start to feel more comfortable coming back. And I think once people see the extreme intentionality that we've put into place to make changes to make it safer, I think it'll be easier for people to come back. And hopefully we can take that 20% and maybe make it 10%.
And one other quick follow-up on that. What about training staff? I would worry that people who've been gone for a few months and maybe haven't been very active the last few months and might come back and say, okay, I used to be able to lift X number of pounds on this machine back 3 months ago. We don't want them to go out and try to do that. They got to work their way back up. Are going to have more advice kind of things there for folks to ease their way back into fitness?
We will. We'll have more floor staff than we typically would as well. And that's, it's a reality and a concern. If somebody had been used to pressing 235 pounds and hasn't had a bench press for a while and try to get a best lift, you're going to be tearing something. So I think that advice is sound. Same thing with basketball or pickleball. I people are going to be ready to get in slow and build their endurance back up, especially the folks that haven't had the opportunity to be as physical active as they used to be. And walking and running and biking is a fantastic thing outdoors, and a lot of folks have been doing that. But once you get back in and start putting up some weights, we will have floor staff out there to remind folks and work with folks to ensure safety in this transition.
So Catherine, the kids in childcare have been your test subjects. They're ready. They've already been playing. They've already been doing these things. But we'll have more kids coming in, I assume, as the program ramps up this summer. Is that right?
Yes. So we're hoping we're going to open registration up to first members for the first launch, and then non-members once we get it out there. Right now, it's going to be only 8 to 9 kids registered max per class. So hopefully we'll be able to offer multiple options so everyone will be able to participate as we get down in the summer. But yeah. I think everyone's ready to go.
If we look up back in 10 years from now and wonder why Waynesboro High School has such good soccer teams, we might be able to look back on this with not only the emphasis this summer, but led by a former college soccer player. That's a good way to get training in that. So, we'll have a little boom here in a few years, maybe, Jeff, that you're helping influence and Catherine helping influence with the work this summer. What else might be coming up this summer, Catherine, as things ease up? I mean, I know at the beginning, yes, soccer is a great sport just because it's a great sport anyway, but it's a great sport for social distancing. What else might be in the plans as things ease, as the months roll out?
Well, some programs that we're working on, we're going to do an improv program. So I'm kind of excited about that. That's going to be for older elementary school and middle school kids. So that'll be something just fun to get them back out. It's also a good way to sort of mentally cope with things that have been going on. I know it's probably, I can't imagine how stressful it must be to be a teenager right now. And improv has just been a proven great way for kids to learn coping skills, teaches acceptance of other people and other ideas, which I think is an important thing to have. So I'm excited about that program. We are going to be doing a cross-country club program. And as far as when we'll be able to get back to playing sports, the way that they looked in February, we can't really like predict that far in the future. We are just going to keep our eyes and our ears on what the government and what the CDC is saying, and make any adjustments as we can. And hopefully we will be able to get back to offering our normal basketball and leagues and stuff like that. But for right now, we just want to get kids active and outside, and getting them to fall in love with sports and physical activity without necessarily giving them like a league competition. So we'll just have to see. We're going to be adaptable though, and change as we need to, just so we can continue giving programming to the kids.
I know information will be available. Augusta Free Press works with the Waynesboro Y on marketing. So we'll have information available on the website through, we'll Facebook it out. We'll e-blast it out as the signups are made available, et cetera, et cetera. Jeff, maybe as a concluding matter here, just, you know, I know we're waiting for what the governor can say we can do next. Sounds like you've got plans in the works. You're ready to roll as soon as you get that that thumbs up.
Yeah, we're ready to go. We're going to go in a phased-in approach ourselves based on what's socially responsible to do. You know, so having these sample classes with small groups to phase in with our membership, and then adding more staff to Catherine's team, and we can run this group of 9 kids and a staff person here, 9 kids and a staff person here, 9 kids. Now I've got 27. You know, and so we're going to just expand. It's such a fluid situation. I would love, you know me, I play basketball 3 days a week. Not being able to play, I mean, you and I personally dribbled up to the Berkeley Glen courts and just shot hoops. We didn't play horse. We just shot. Was fun to do. And when we can get basketball going. Pickleball is another that I get a lot of comments from my members. You know, it's a shared piece of equipment, so it makes it tougher. But I'll tell you a testimonial. One of our members, Quinlan Doffelmeyer, I think he's 84 or 85, he had a mild cardiac event while playing pickleball. I remember sitting next to him, and he's sitting there, and his nose is getting bluer as the oxygen is getting less and less to the phalanges and other parts. And I'm like, you know, Quinlan, you think you ought to go to the emergency room and check this out? He's like, one more game. So he gets in there, and then he goes to the emergency room, and sure enough, he did have a small cardiac event. He's in recovery. 3-4 weeks later, he's back. Well, I'm on the phone with him yesterday checking in on him, because he was in the ER not once but twice here in the past 3 or 4 weeks. And it was great to talk with him. And the first thing out of his mouth, mid-80s member, had a cardiac event while playing pickleball, 24 hours out of the ER going, when can I come down and play pickleball? And I'm like, dude, you can't play pickleball. He was like, I'll wear gloves. I'll put a glove on and touch the ball with a glove. You know, there are people hungry to get back into their routines, and we're looking forward to getting them back into whatever new normal we can find. And as soon as it's responsible to do so, that'll happen. And we're going to phase in ourselves. I would hope to be open. You know, the governor tells us we can open on the 5th. We're going to be open on the 5th. If he says, you know, the phase 2 opening is the 12th, we're open on the 12th. Whenever he says it, we're ready to do so. And we're excited to be able to get back and rolling again. And even though the doors may be closed, as you're well aware, there's so much activity happening in this building. We had 37 kids last week for the essential childcare program. We continue to shop for area seniors. We just put out phone calls again to another 200, 300 senior citizen, asking them how they're doing, just checking in. Those phone calls are like lifelines at times. We're grocery shopping for seniors. We just committed this morning, hot off the presses, to feed those warm shelter residents that are up at a local West End hotel through July 1st, through a commitment from the Waynesboro Rotary Club that is committed to cover those costs. You know, there's just so much that we're doing, even with the doors closed. But we're ready to get people in here again. You know, Catherine, it's came into a dark Y. How bizarre was that? She didn't even have anything in her office because we pulled everything out of the office so we could redo the floors. She finally got a desk in a space that she could put a laptop on. I can't tell you how much I appreciate the staff. You got Jeff Hirsch, who's a fitness director, gutting a men's locker room. You have front desk staff and fitness floor staff painting and demoing. It's been a pretty amazing team effort. I think as much as the community's ready to get back into this building, I think we're ready too, to get our members back and get into something more normal again.
And one last, I just got a note, actually. I won't take credit for this, but there's a Friday, there is a lunch event.
Yeah, the Plaza Antigua, formerly Plaza Azteca. We're starting every Friday in June a drive-through lunch. Businesses are donating like 50 meals to the Y, extremely generous. Plaza Aztec is the first one. McAllister's Deli is the second. I don't even think we've launched that one yet. So on Friday lunchtime, you drive down to the Y, you can buy lunch, which supports our COVID-19 efforts. You can buy a mask.
Jeff, we lost you again. It's two tacos and
dollars. The meal, the water, some snacks and a mask. You know, it's just a way that businesses are trying to give back to the Y, and we're trying to give back to area businesses and do whatever we can to raise money to continue these efforts because people are still hurting.
Two tacos and rice for $12 or something like that, right?
I didn't know the exact price point that we were doing. So if you've got it via email, then that's probably what
I got it via text, but I'm also told I'm not going to drive through. I live two blocks away. I'm going to walk through. I walk with a mask, of course, but, yeah, we'll be there. We'll let folks know about that. Community can be involved. We'd love to have people come out and, support the Y that way. Well, so Catherine, welcome. Thanks for joining us here on the show. And Jeff Fife, as always, thanks for your time. And for the folks watching in, thank you for your time. And we will talk to you again soon.
Great. Thank you.